Hello and welcome to the OneTrust Talks Tech podcast. This is episode number 41, recorded on May 28th, 2024. My name is Roger Dean and I work on the product team here at OneTrust and am the host of this podcast. In today's episode, we're going to review all the new features, public preview and GA, that came out in the 2024.05.2.0 or spring released this past week. As always, just a quick reminder that this podcast represents OneTrust's current expectations for product capabilities. Be advised that dates and features may be subject to change and should not be relied upon when making purchasing decisions. All right, let's jump into the new features in the spring release. I'm going to cover the general available features and the public preview features at the same time. So I'll go into a section and I'll talk about what was GA and then what was public preview. For those of you who are not familiar with what GA, public preview, private preview, and all those means, there's a podcast a few episodes back where I go in great detail on what all that means. There's also a page on my OneTrust that you can find that has a video on it and also the definitions of what those different release stages are. So let's start off with AI governance. This enhancement can help automate select actions like launching assessments when records are created, updating workflow stages upon assessment approval, or flagging risks based on specific attributes or conditions. Rules can also be categorized into rule groups so they can be applied to objects associated with a desired organization level. There is a new public preview feature as well. It's AI inventory data graphs. With this, you can visualize the relationships between the projects, models, and data set objects using the data graph feature. This reference helps users understand how parts of AI systems get developed and deployed, work together, and depend on one another to improve overall management of projects, models, data, and third parties. In campaigns, there's one new public preview feature, HR data import automation. With this feature, you can ingest HR data in bulk into OneTrust to better implement ethics and compliance customers at scale. It is achieved by importing a file containing your people data that can be mapped with OneTrust attributes to align your organization's identifiers with our system attributes. The second step is to configure an integration workflow, which will retrieve the specific file from a target data source and populate OneTrust with the latest data for full automation. Moving on to one of the biggest modules that was released as public preview in the spring season release, which is compliance automation. There's several new features as part of this. So the first feature is basically the new compliance automation module. We're introducing the new compliance automation module, part of our tech risk and compliance solution. This module enables you to scope, execute on, monitor, and communicate your compliance posture. Key benefits include out-of-the-box content, gain a holistic view of compliance, evaluate readiness and streamline action, collect once and comply many. With out-of-the-box content, you can centrally manage and access controls and evidence tasks along with in-depth templates, guidance, and more across 40-plus privacy and information security standards and frameworks. Generate required controls and evidence tasks using the automated scoping survey and pre-mapped compliance content. In Gain a Holistic View of Compliance, you can centrally manage compliance initiatives and seamlessly scope applicable controls based on your operation and compliance requirements. In Evaluate Readiness and Streamline Action, you can assess the status of your controls, identify gaps, and generate an action plan supported by an interval calendar. Assign ownership and tasks to help foster a culture of compliance and collect evidence on time and in scope. Finally, with Collect Once and Comply Many, you can remove duplication and complexity with our proprietary shared evidence framework to seamlessly map evidence across overlapping framework requirements. A couple of the key features that are being introduced as public preview in this module are enterprise controls and new compliance automation dashboard. With enterprise controls, you can create a single control implementation that can be leveraged across an entire organization using the new enterprise control type. This feature reduces the number of control implementations created by providing users with the flexibility to apply an enterprise control to multiple objects throughout the platform. In new compliance automation dashboard, you can utilize a highly customizable reporting and analytic capabilities using the new compliance automation dashboard to analyze data captured across the module. This dashboard can be used to view key metrics related to compliance initiatives, evidence tasks, and control implementations. In the next area, cookie consent, there are a couple GA features and a couple public preview features. The first GA feature is support for Optinon consent groups in Sync Consent Profile. The public method Sync Consent Profile has been updated to support Optinon consent groups. This enhancement allows the method to write the consent to Optinon consent so the banner reflects the consent from the server. The next new GA feature is Shopify application. You can leverage the new OneTrust Shopify app to manage your OneTrust implementation through Shopify. OneTrust integration with Shopify has been updated to respect the enhancements made to checkout extensibility. This application is available to users in the Shopify storefront. The public preview features, the first one is new Google Chrome-based scanner. So this will leverage the new Chrome-based web scanner when scanning your domains. This new scanner can better identify third-party tracking technologies and has improved performance, stability, and scanning behind authentication. The second public preview feature is tag initiators and scan results. You can now review the tag initiators deployed on your websites using the new initiators section on the scan results tab of the website details screen. This new section allows you to view tag initiator chains for a more comprehensive view of the vendors and services present on your domains. In dashboards and reporting, there's one new GA feature, which is bulk export PDF reports. With this, you can export PDF reports in bulk from the PDF Builder screen in the Reports module and from certain module list screens using the new bulk export option. This feature is available for the following objects: assessments, assets, audits, controls, disclosures, engagements, incidents, legal entities, policies, processing activities, and vendor and third parties. With this enhancement, users can now quickly download multiple PDF reports at once from the same object, reducing the amount of manual effort needed to export these reports. In Data Catalog, there are three new GA features. The first is new Data Policy Engine. We're introducing a renewed version of our data policy product packed with enhanced capabilities to elevate your experience. With this new design, users can review violations in the application to ensure accuracy and then take appropriate actions on those violations instead of scheduled actions being taken before understanding the details of flag violations. The second new feature is advanced filters for confidence scores. You can configure advanced filters with defined ranges to surface results by confidence scores in the catalog search and automation rules screen. With this filtering enhancement, users can specify a custom range or integer threshold to display targeted results. The final new feature in this area is tag inheritance for approved terms. With this, you can inherit tags to data assets from related terms exclusively in an approved state. This minimizes the occurrence of unwanted tags, which previously could be inherited if terms were in pending states, thus improving the accuracy of the discovery review. Tag inheritance can occur during recommended term review in a given data assets detail screen or by auto approval as configured in the classification section of global settings. In data discovery, there are several new GA features and one public preview feature. The first GA feature is new entity classification service. The new entity classification service V2 is now available by default for new customers and will be rolling out to current customers. This new engine experience introduces a reworked classification hierarchy, seeded detector types, simplified likelihood buckets so users can better address common use cases and readily understand the classification results presented in the application. The new framework has higher accuracy and enables users to leverage system classifiers without writing regex patterns compared to our V1 experience. The second new feature is classification review automation. With this, you can review term recommendations quicker and more easily surfaced by the new entity classification service engine. Once a data source is found by OneTrust data discovery, you can improve, review, or reject them as accepted labels. This allows admin-level users or other authorized individuals to assess terms and relationships when managing large volumes of records scanned by their organization. The third new feature is scan management. The new scan management feature empowers users with efficient monitoring of scan activities with less manual daily interaction via automatic data source scanning, instant scan profile generation, sequential running of scan jobs, and scan status notifications. This self-service function can quickly identify what data has been scanned so responsible users can respond to notifications when scans are completed or require a direct inspection. The final new GA feature is AWS automated deployment. With this, you can leverage the guided installation method to automate an AWS EKS or AWS Fargate worker node deployment. This enables customers to independently handle the worker node installation without needing the required technical understanding for worker node infrastructure deployment and install, which promotes a simpler onboarding experience and reduces implementation time. The public preview feature for data discovery is duplicate file detection. With this duplicate file detection, you can identify duplicate and redundant files with AI-driven analysis based on key risk attributes, classification, and shared access, and make decisions on whether to retain or remove duplicates. This enhancement helps users reduce redundant data, decrease attack surface, and improve security posture with savings on cloud storage costs. Moving on to data guidance research, there's one new public preview feature, dataguidance.ai with RunTrust Copilot. OneTrust has overhauled the data guidance research site with AI-powered navigation, personalized regulatory content, intelligent search, and article summaries for an overall exceptional user experience in the largest regulatory research platform in the world. Some of the new content is data residency and retention comparisons, content synopsis for news articles with AI-generated questions, additional search options powered by OneTrust Copilot, and guidance note change history. Looking at disclosures management, there is one new feature in public preview, and it's redaction for disclosure forms. You can manually redact personal information from the disclosure forms response fields to uphold data privacy, retention, and security best practices. Once a disclosure has been reviewed and completed, this redaction functionality ensures personal information such as an individual's name or company position reported by the respondent is safely anonymized and cannot be accessed at a later date. In integrations, we have one new GA feature, new columns in the consent connection screen. You can identify key details for creation dates of connections with the new created date and created by columns in the connections list screen. This helps users infer when the integration was first added and which application user created the connection. In IT and security risk management, there is one new public preview feature. It's enterprise controls. You can create a single control implementation that can be leveraged across an entire organization using the new enterprise control type. This feature reduces the number of control implementations created by providing users with the flexibility to apply an enterprise control to multiple objects throughout the platform. Normally, I'd move on to mobile and CTV OTT consent, but there are a whole bunch of new features in here, and I think what I'm going to do is push those out into a separate podcast or put them to next week. So I'm going to skip to settings and administration. There is one new public preview feature, one that I am really excited about, and I know a lot of customers are as well, which is the automated sandbox creation. With this, you can create and maintain sandbox accounts to test system updates that are upcoming in the OneTrust application before they are made live across all environments, using the new sandbox management screen in global settings. This feature allows you to test changes independently without affecting any data within your production account, allowing you to optimize configurations and reduce the risk of potential issues. So just a little bit more on this, which is not in the release note, is basically a sandbox is a new tenant that exists in the same environment as your production tenant is. And when you create a sandbox tenant, you will copy the configurations and the templates and stuff from your production tenant into the sandbox tenant. You can log into that and then you can make changes, see what happens, and then go back to your production tenant if you like them and make those changes there. There is no copy from sandbox to production at this point. That's on the roadmap, but this is copying from production to sandbox. So it's a really cool feature. We've been looking forward to this for a really long time, and I'm glad it's finally now out in public preview. Again, if you're interested in seeing this feature, please contact your OneTrust representative, your customer success manager, or someone like that to have them turn on this feature so you can actually test this sandbox creation. In third-party due diligence, there is one GA feature and one public preview feature. A generally available feature is termination of monitoring. I know we talked about this a while ago as public preview. With this, you can terminate the daily monitoring of third parties and linked entities. This feature allows users to terminate ongoing daily monitoring once a relationship with a third party has come to an end or when organizational changes result in the departure of linked entities. You can terminate monitoring of third parties and linked entities using the following: third party list screens, third party detail screen, update third party's bulk import template, and third party and vendor workflow stage rules. The public preview feature is usage tracking dashboard. This allows you to view current screening and monitoring usage against your screening subscription by using the new usage tracking dashboard. This feature allows third-party due diligence administrators to see how their current usage impacts usage when the subscription renews for a new term. In third-party risk management, there is one new feature that's generally available, Engage ID attribute. You can utilize the new Engage ID attribute in the Attribute Manager. This system attribute auto-assigns a unique identifier to newly created engagements to help easily identify the record. And finally, in Universal Consent and Preference Management, there are a couple new generally available features. The first is Unified Consent Profile for Known User. With this, you can leverage the new Unified Consent Profile for Known Users functionality to connect data subjects' CMP preferences with Universal Consent and Preference Management profiles by enabling the Create Data Subject Profiles for Known Users setting on the Geolocation Rules tab in the Cookie Consent module. You can also easily trigger integration workflows to send CMP preferences to downstream systems and efficiently manage your preferences in a unique preference center, centralizing all of them in one single profile. This enhancement provides a comprehensive view of data subjects, empowering you with more control over the data captured across both modules, resulting in a more streamlined and tailored user experience. The second feature here is consent strings and data subject profiles. You can view consent strings on the Purposes tab of the Data Subject Details screen and in the Receipt Details screen when using the IAB TCF and IAB GPP templates from the Cookie Consent module. If the creation of data subject profiles for known users is allowed, consent strings will be automatically sent via CMP and will be stored in the data subject's profile. In addition, the Purposes tab now displays the total number of purposes that a data subject has consented to, last transaction date, and a chart of all purpose statuses. These enhancements allow you to better understand data subjects' choices and their consent, enabling you to send their preferences in a standardized and encoded string to downstream systems via API or using integration workflows. The next new feature here is navigation enhancements to data subjects and receipts. Various enhancements have been made to improve the user experience when interacting with key objects. The Transactions tab in the Data Subject Details screen has been replaced by the Receipts tab. The Receipts screen on the Receipts tab in the Data Subject Details screen now contains a link within the Receipts column that provides access to the new Receipts Summary page. The Purposes tab in the Data Subject Details screen now contains a link with Purpose Transactions that provides access to the new Transactions pane. These enhancements allow you to quickly visualize the total number of purposes, receipts, and transactions resulting from the interactions within a data subject profile, streamlining the user experience by eliminating the need to navigate away to the receipt screen to complete this action. And finally, the last feature in this release and in this area is pre-filling via JavaScript for OneTrust embedded web form collection points. You can use JavaScript code to auto-populate content fields for known users in OneTrust embedded web form collection points. This enhancement provides a more streamlined user experience for authenticated users by eliminating the need to enter information, automatically pre-filling previously stored known data. All right, and that's gonna wrap it up for this week. A lot of information, a lot of features in this spring release, so the 2024.05.2.0 release. If you have any feedback, questions, or recommendations, please don't hesitate to contact us by sending an email to podcast@onetrust.com. I was at Trust Week last week and got a lot of great feedback and actually some customers who want to come on and talk. So we'll be doing that in the future and hopefully have more product managers come on as well. As always, thanks so much for listening and we will talk to you next week.